Leaving messages that other people will respond to. I had a friend whose husband always laughed when I left a message because I always left a long, rambling message that clogged up the answer machine. I learnt my lesson from this when some important information was missed during my ramblings because they were laughing so much. Learn from my mistake. A short, concise message works best. We have all experienced inaudible messages being left on our voicemail or answer phone message. Do any of the following sound familiar to you? The person speaks too quickly. The telephone number they leave is too fast and you have to replay half a dozen times. The phone line is a poor one, making the message inaudible. There is a background noise making it difficult to hear the speaker. The speaker leaves a long, complicated, rambling message. I had a client that had to dictate information from sites he visited via the telephone. His support staff would then prepare the reports. Unfortunately, he didn't speak clearly on the phone. He had a strong regional accent and spoke too fast. Deadlines started to be missed and clients were frustrated by this. His support staff were finding it increasingly difficult to complete his work because it was inaudible. He became stressed and frustrated by the situation, which only made it worse. When we worked together, we focused on three areas: speed of speech, clarity of speech, and relaxation. It became apparent that as he felt under pressure, the speed of his speech increased. We created a routine of him relaxing before he called with the dictations. He then stood when he called and focused on sounding too slow. It worked, and within 2 weeks of all the problems with missed deadlines, clients being unhappy and stressed support staff, the situation was solved. When you leave a message, whether it is for business or personal purposes, the aim is to receive a call back. So, what are the best methods of leaving messages? Well, short and sweet are the best. I have compiled my top tips for leaving messages. Make the message short and to the point. State your name, telephone number slowly and clearly, then a reference to the nature of your call, and repeat the telephone number. Make your message confident and not flustered. If you're thrown by encountering an answer phone and don't feel prepared, finish the call. Work out what you're going to say and rephone the number to leave the message. Make sure the telephone line you use is clear and not weak. If you have information to leave on an answer phone that could be difficult to spell or comprehend, spell it out. I have this with the name of my street, Bull Stag Green. It's best to spell it out. If you're angry, it is recommended not to leave a message. You might regret what you say, and it will have been recorded. Ditto whinging. Exercise. Create a short default script you could use whenever you encounter an answer phone. Hello, this is Susan Heaton Wright from Executive Voice on 0844 576 3015 regarding the meeting on the 25th of June. My number again is 0844 576 3015. Take note of voicemail messages you receive. Which work best? Can you learn from the poor ones? How could you change your message styles?